Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is Thursday, March the 7th, and a little bit later. Had to get to the office this morning, so recording from the office. The background might look a little different. There's actually things in the background as opposed to just a white wall. But anyways, been a good week. Just client work for the most part during the week, which is usually a good thing. Can't really complain, and just wanted to talk today about, I was thinking about it last night, about building like really good long-term wealth, and how, and a lot of the, like, you'll find this in like the finance stuff or like the certain forums, but kind of like what I think the key is to getting like really well off in the long run. I mean, there's a few ways. Number one is the slow way, which is working for someone else. So two categories, working for someone else, working for yourself. And the reason why I put out the content that I do is because I think that everyone should at least be trying to one day work for themselves down the road. And the reason for that is if you're working for someone else, your cap is just so much lower. So even if you're making... even if you work your way up to making $200,000-$300,000 a year, let's say, after it would probably take you 5 to 10 years to get to that point, depending on what your profession is or what industry, you might not even be able to reach that high. But even if you do get there at some point and you save diligently, it's still going to take you a heck of a long time due to taxes, family expenses, things like that, to save enough money so that you're making enough kind of interest or whatever on your investments to be able to retire or be rich, quote unquote. And it's simple math, right? When you're making a salary, you're only going to get X amount of a raise. It's going to be a small percent, probably like 5% a year, maybe 5-10%. Or if you switch jobs, you can jump up a little bit higher. But if you really want to jump up in salary or yearly income, let's say, the best way to do it is work for yourself, because there's no cap, right? Like, you and I could potentially start earning $1 million next year if we figure it out, if we do whatever, if we work hard and get to that point in whatever we do for our business. And so there's a few ways to kind of get really, really wealthy working for yourself. And kind of the two barrels I put them in are starting and selling a company, or, you know, building like a cash flow, like a revenue based type company. I don't know if you guys heard that motorcycle fly by, but so there's those two kind of buckets, and what I highly recommend is that you think about building some type of business for yourself that you could either sell down the road for a large sum of money, or that you can start building up, automating, hiring for, and creating the stream of income that's not reliant on your time. Right. So the kicker for all of this is, if you're working for someone else, you're spending your hours to make money. If you're building a business, you're spending your hours to build an asset that will be worth money, or that will, and or will generate monthly money. So that's the key. You want to take away the attachment of time equals money. Right. Because like I said, when you're working for a salary, your time is equals that salary. When you're working for yourself, when you're building up a company, another asset, it's not the direct output is not directly correlated to the hours that you're putting in. It can be extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? A high multiple, right? So when you go to work, or an even easier example is, you work an hourly wage. You make $25 an hour. You're only getting paid for when you're working, and you're only getting $25 per hour when you're working. If you build a software company, every hour of work you put in that's helping grow this company can lead to an exponential growth in eventual outcome. For example, if you sell the company, if the company gets really big and you can start taking big dividends, big salary, whatever. Or even if you grow a service company, let's say you grow a lawn mowing company. Like, yes, you're going to have to put in a lot of hours, get it started, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, you hire people, you start outsourcing, you have employees. They're putting in hours for fixed money. But as they're working, they're growing your brand, your company, the company value, the company the company revenue, which exponentially grows your monthly revenue. So kind of jumped around a little bit in this video, not so like straightforward. Usually I just kind of pick one topic and go all in. But all of this is to say that people need to shift their outlook on careers and what they want to do if you want to make a ton of money. If you're happy working 9 to 5, whatever, in your job, and you don't need to be filthy rich or a good saver, you're happy with what you're doing, maybe you have a second income from your significant other, by all means, I'm not telling anybody to do anything specifically. But if you want to make large amounts of money, you're not really going to do it working for someone else. Hence why I put out this content to try and help you start and grow in your own business, because that's the best way. Anyways, wanted to get that off my head. If you have any thoughts, share them below the YouTube video if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, feel free to shoot me an email. Either way, shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. And I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.